Hello, everyone. My name is Tara Montazeri. I am a registered associate marriage and family therapist, and you are listening to Trust and Thrive. On this show, we will discuss topics related to mental health, relationships, generational healing, systemic issues, and other topics that influence us in our everyday lives. Although the show is not a replacement for therapy, I hope the conversations shared can inspire you to stay curious, to self-reflect and practice self-compassion, and to find support in community. You can follow along on Instagram at Trust and Thrive, and stay tuned for new episodes released every Thrive Thursday. Thank you so much for being here. I hope you enjoy the show. Now let's get right into this week's episode. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Trust and Thrive. Today is going to be somewhat of a shorter solo episode, a little bit of a check-in. The last few weeks have been pretty tough, so I am trying to be extra kind to myself, take care of myself so I can show up for others as well. So this episode will mainly be focused on ways that I have been learning to show myself some compassion, especially during a difficult time. So one thing I've really been learning, especially as a therapist, has been to show up for my clients, to hold space for them, to sit with them in their feelings and experience, and to be able to have emotional boundaries as well. And what that may look like is being able to go home. And yes, I do think about my clients. I will put that out there. I think about my clients all the time, especially if I know, for example, that something's coming up for them. If they said they have something specific to look forward to or they're not looking forward to, I'll think of them and I have things that remind me of them. And something that has changed versus when I first started seeing clients, like the first week, I'm able to show up for myself as well and not take it with me. Because there's a point that if I take everything I hear with me, I wouldn't be able to function, like honestly. And so that's one thing as a therapist I've really learned is so important to be able to do this work. I truly feel so thankful every day that I get to do this. It's not easy, and it's also so rewarding and fulfilling, and I absolutely love it. And just speaking generally, obviously, every day looks different, but I just feel very, very thankful. And so one thing I'm learning in general that I've learned as a therapist and that I take on in my everyday life is being able to both compartmentalize and set emotional boundaries and just boundaries for myself. So I'll share a little bit of what that's looked like for me. Right now, especially in my life, there are people I want to show up for. There are different things happening. As always, life is complex. There will always be different things happening. And at the same time, I know that my instinct and something I would do in the past is give, 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 especially when it has to do with my like time availability. If I had open space on my calendar, I would go out of my way, show up for people. And don't take me wrong, I will go out of my way sometimes. I will show up. I will do things for the people I love. That's not something I don't do anymore. I have priorities. And at the same time, I don't do it every second of the day just because I can. So for example, this week specifically is going to be a tough week. There's a lot going on. And I've been feeling really anxious about it. And I've been struggling to sleep a little bit. And my mind, the first thing it wants to do with my anxiety is just think about worst case scenario and jump to worst case scenario, basically, in it and everything I'm thinking about not going well. And one thing that overwhelms me most is thinking about everything at one time. Have you ever looked at, like, you know, when you get a syllabus in school? I know I would look at it and get so overwhelmed looking at every assignment. And I jump to, for example, the end of the semester, the project or the assignments I'd have to do, the final projects. And I would get so overwhelmed thinking about it. And then I always got through it because I took it step by step, week by week, assignment by assignment. And even though it could be challenging at many times, I did it. I got through it. And I think back to all the moments in my life that I felt like, how am I going to get through this? Or this seems too overwhelming, or it's just a lot. And I think I made it through that. That's just now something that's happened in the past. And I was able to get through it. It may not have always been easy, but I did it. And so even though I'm just thinking, for example, about like this specific week, when I think back on those examples, I remind myself that I've had so many moments like that where I thought, how am I going to get through this? Or I would think so far ahead. And what I've been learning to do, as hard as it is, especially if you're somewhat anxious like me, is truly just taking it step by step. I may not always think that way. I love to plan in the future and all of that, but there are weeks where I just have to take it day by day. And this week, for example, is one of those where if I think of everything I have to do and get done and show up to by the end of this week, I feel so overwhelmed and I get so anxious thinking about it. So what I'm doing is I'm truly just forcing myself to take it day by day and see every day as a different day, which it is, but a different task, and see every day as a new chapter. So today I'm recording this on a Monday, which is why I'm especially thinking about this. So getting today done, getting through the day. And this doesn't mean that the things I'm going through are necessarily bad. There are some exciting things happening. There are some tough things happening. There are some just every week tasks to get done. There are clients I get to see, which I look forward to, all of that. And at the same time, when there's a mix of difficult experiences happening in your life and exciting ones, it feels weird. Like this week specifically, I'm having a few really exciting things happen, and I'm also with loved ones sharing difficult times, and I'm holding space for both. I'm holding space for both, and it just feels like a lot right now. So I'm letting myself take it week by week. And when I say that, doesn't mean that I'm avoiding what needs to get done. I'm not avoiding the feelings that will come with certain days and events and tasks I have to do. Yet at the same time, I know myself, and for me, in this moment especially, it helps me to take it day by day. Tomorrow will come, and I will go through tomorrow as it comes. Wednesday will come, Thursday will come, all the days will come, and I will go through it as the day arrives and while it's there. So it's easier said than done to be like, just focus on the present. And this is not me invalidating anyone who is very anxious or who's going through a really, really difficult time and maybe is struggling to even think past either the day, or you're struggling to not think about a year from now. Once again, I'm simply sharing my personal experience. And even though I keep it pretty vague because I do like to have personal boundaries about what I share, I will, of course, incorporate themes and just emotions and feelings that come up with what's going on in my life as well. And as always, the show is not a replacement for therapy or professional support. I am a therapist speaking about my experience as both a therapist and a human being. And at the same time, I'm not your therapist. So as a reminder to just keep that in mind. And I'm just very thankful to anyone who listens, who embraces these, I don't even want to say random episodes, because I feel like I'm also invalidating my own experiences by acting like what I talk about doesn't relate to the show. Because at the end of the day, I started this show discussing these feelings that I have, discussing just thoughts that come up. And even though I love having guests on the show, I love talking about certain topics, more of the professional side, the psychology side, I do make it clear that I'm also an individual going through my own experience. And it's really been eye-opening for me too, to gain more experience as a therapist and show up as a professional and an individual with a personality, and incorporating that into the professional side that I have. That's a whole other topic. I'm just very thankful for the work I do. And sometimes I feel funny thinking about who I am as a therapist, because I feel very put together as a therapist. And at the same time, I, in many ways, feel like I'm 14 years old still. So I am just this week going through it and letting myself go through it and not shoulding on myself that I need to should as an S-H-O-U-L-D. That can be misunderstood over podcast, but I am not shoulding on myself and letting myself feel the feelings that come up. And one thing that I love to do is intellectualize how I'm feeling, thinking that that's somehow going to, even subconsciously I think this, that trying to understand why I feel the way I feel 24/7, I sometimes think that, you know, subconsciously, that trying to understand the way I feel all the time is going to make it easier to feel, is going to maybe be like a little shortcut to not feel, which is not true. It's one thing to understand and be self-aware and, of course, reflect on why we feel the way we feel, get to the root of it, all of that. And at the same time, that doesn't mean we won't feel the feeling anymore just because we understand it. And that's something that I'm constantly working on with myself, is letting myself just feel my feelings without needing to intellectualize my way out of feeling them or finding answers or thinking like, well, you don't need to feel this way because, like, invalidating myself, basically. I'm constantly working on that. And this week specifically, like I said, I'm taking it week by week. I have moments where I'm like, oh, I also need to do this. I need to schedule this appointment. I need to do that. I need to do all of this. I get like so overwhelmed thinking about that. I feel so privileged to get a look into other people's lives and have them trust me with what they share. Even though I'm a therapist, like, it still feels like such a privilege. It is a privilege. It's not, it doesn't even feel like a privilege. It is a privilege. And I take that seriously. And I know that the way I show up can make a difference for them and their experience in that moment. And if I'm not feeling, you know, I'm not always going to feel 100%, of course. And at the same time, if I don't take care of myself, I'm just going to feel worse. And I know that I won't show up in ways that I feel great about. And it doesn't mean I'm going to do anything harmful or wrong. I still can't show up, but I know who I am in that room. I know the difference little things can make. The way we show up in the space, my eye contact, me being able to be present and not maybe being tired in that moment. I know that those things make such a difference in someone else's experience of their healing and them sharing something they're going through. I now want to even show up for myself more so that I can show up for other people more. Because I know that if I'm not in a good state of mind, physically, mentally, emotionally, I'm not going to be the same therapist that I can be if I do take care of myself. And I think I did have moments in the past, especially when I was looking for a job, or maybe I was in school, because school's, you know, great, but I could just show up to class. It wasn't the same responsibility, in my opinion, as being a therapist. And I'm not saying that I didn't take care of myself, but I would have moments where if I didn't get enough sleep, or I didn't feel good about myself, or set boundaries, or take time for myself, I would just get through it, almost like autopilot. And I'm really right now trying to work on both acknowledging that I can take it day by day, especially when something is really hard or something difficult is happening in my life or in other people's lives or just in general. And at the same time, let me re-explain this. So I think in the past, I noticed this more. I could say it's age, I don't know, but I used to do more things that would bring me comfort in that moment, whether it's like not getting enough sleep or eating certain foods, whatever it would be. I would probably have more coping skills that made me feel good in that moment. I would maybe avoid the uncomfortable coping skills and things that I could do for myself that were maybe good for me in the long run, but I just didn't want to do them. And now I'm noticing that where I am in my life, I'm a lot more focused on what I can do now to not just feel better in this moment, but to feel better in the future, to feel better tomorrow, to feel good tomorrow, to feel refreshed, to show up as a therapist I want to show up as tomorrow. I'm not just focused on like, okay, what am I going to do now to avoid the discomfort? But now I'm thinking about what can I do to maybe embrace the discomfort if it's something that's good for me. And you know, good and bad is not black or white. I just kind of being general here. What can I do right now that will benefit me in the future? And sometimes it is right now. And that's not always the case. Sometimes I do things right in the moment that make me feel good. And there's nothing wrong with that either. But I will give an example because I feel like I'm being pretty vague with this. So maybe, you know, in the past, I'd be like, I'm just going to keep staying up late because I don't feel like sleeping, or I don't feel like doing X, Y, and Z. And then I would feel terrible the next day and so tired, and it would mess up my whole week. And I feel like sleep is a hard example because sometimes I would just stay up out of anxiety and I could not really control it. So it's very different depending on every case. But another example is now I might do things like decide to take a few hours to myself, or not force myself to go to something when I maybe had a wildly busy week and it's my only day off and I have a moment to myself let myself do something for me. And knowing that, yes, in the moment, it feels great as well. But also the truth is, it feels uncomfortable for me because my go-to is to say yes, to show up for other people, to fill in my calendar and not prioritize my needs at all. So it can be uncomfortable, and I've been working on it, to take care of myself and to take time to myself when I have it. And what I've noticed is when I do that, then I just feel so much better going into the week knowing I had that time. Now I'm going back into it, but I haven't had a moment to myself or to recharge. And the more I've been doing that, even though it's been uncomfortable to say no, or it's been uncomfortable to rest when I don't, you know, I'm not used to it. Now I'm getting used to it. But in the past, I thought I had to do something productive all the time. And now, even though that is uncomfortable, I'm creating a new norm for myself. I'm kind of breaking that cycle. And it's very comforting to see that it doesn't always have to be the same way it has been. And I know a lot of this may sound obvious and cheesy, but it's just, you know, the truth is I am letting myself take it day by day. And I also think another privilege of being a therapist is learning a lot of the skills that I share with my clients, using that in my own life as well. And thinking to myself, I don't want to talk to clients about feeling their feelings and taking care of themselves and X, Y, and Z and not do the same for myself. Like I feel, you know, even though I'm human, I'm not perfect. Therapists have our own, we have our own stuff, obviously. I also want to live by what I share. Every situation's different, of course, but and especially with ones that resonate with me, things that I share that also resonate in my own life, it's such an incredible feeling to be like, wow, I actually have these tools in my back pocket that I could use for myself too. I'm not a therapist because everything's perfect, or I'm not a therapist because I've never had struggles. Like I joke that like there's clearly a reason I'm a therapist, and often it's because, you know, a lot of people who are therapists had their own stuff that they've been through. And anyway, just to wrap things up, most of the time when I start a solo episode, I'll say like, this is probably not going to be a long update or not going to be a long episode. Not that it is, it's still not long, but I really thought I didn't have more than like 5 minutes of things to say. And then I just kept talking, which is very therapeutic for me. And it's almost like a journal. And I'm very thankful. So just want to, once again, thank you all for being here, for listening, and remind you that I may not know what you're going through, and I would never pretend to. And at the same time, I hope you know that you have made it through your toughest days in the past. You have made it through moments where you thought, I'm not going to get through this, or I don't know how I'm going to make it through this week. Whether it was something you think is really big or small or really impacted your life, you made it here. And that is such a win to be celebrated. And I know for myself, especially, I know I can be so focused on the future and, okay, what to get through next, that I forget sometimes to just look back and think about what I've gone through, what I've been through, what I've done, what I've been able to not just accomplish, but survive sometimes. And it's something I'm working on to remember that, wow, like I did that. I made it through. I completed that. I made it through that tough week that I don't even remember anymore. And this is maybe just another one of those. So I'm sending a big virtual hug to anyone who can use it. And once again, if you would like to follow along on Instagram and TikTok, you can find me at Trust and Thrive. I also have exciting news to share, but you can see on Instagram and TikTok. So tune in there for updates. And that being said, we will be back with a new episode next Thrive Thursday.